listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe it, His promises, God cannot fail. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Matthew chapter 5, we're going to start there. And again this morning, we are continuing to look at the church in revival. How many of you are the church this morning? Is your church in revival? Amen? Do you choose to be revived this morning? Amen? You choose to say a big yes to God and amen to God? That's what revival's all about. It's not telling God what you want Him to do, but saying, amen, I agree with what you want to do, Father. All right, so we're in Matthew chapter 5, and this is a great passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted. Have you been mocked in the last week? Don't think it's a strange thing. Jesus was mocked all the time. And He was mocked by religious people that He came to save. God blesses you when you're mocked and persecuted and lied about. Now, when you're asking God to bless you, now you might want to remember this scripture. Hello? God, I want to live in the blessings. Well, I thought the blessings of God was when everything was going perfect. When I'm on holiday. When there's not a cloud in the sky. When everything is perfect. This really messes up the devil's day when the kingdom of God and the people of God are experiencing the goodness of God regardless of what's going on. Blessed are you when you're mocked and persecuted. Jesus said this, didn't He? I guess we ought to listen, shouldn't we? God blesses you when you're mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are My followers. Be happy. Yeah, be happy. And we're not living in the first days of Pentecost. We're living in the latter days of Pentecost. They had persecution then, right? Church was scattered. So why should we think that we in the latter days of God's move and His work in the church, that we too should not come under attack? Be happy about it. Be very glad. Well, you might want to write in the margin of your Bible, growth is still coming to me in this area. Now, if you've already made it, you can just say, I'll pray for Pastor. But if growth is still, you know how growth comes. Growth comes by exercise. Do you say, well, this, you know, what is the faith walk about? Well, part of it about is being happy even when you're under attack. And remember the ancient prophets, they were what? Persecuted. Wow. Here we go to verse 13. You want to know where that persecution is taking place and what it looks like? Because it ties right in with the message this morning. You are the salt of the earth. You who? Not the drink. I'm not saying you who the drink. Who are you? Salt? Is there any salt in here? The salt stops the rot. The salt flavors, releases a fragrance. The salt is a preservative. We live in a rotting world. Some of us remember when we were rotting with the world. And now we who needed to be salted are the salt. Yes, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? Can you make it useful again? No. It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. So you are salt, and now we come to the second point that ties in with the fire on the altar. You are the light of the world. Let me ask you, if the church's light goes out, then where will there be a light? If you and I are not the light, then what about the people that live next door to us? How are they going to see the light? You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth, but you're the light of the world. The salt is mined. It's brought out from the sea, or maybe from the Himalayan mountains, or it's brought out of the ground. So the salt is something that you would find on the earth, but the light is something you'll find in the heavens. What the light does inside of us is to release an anointing that transforms the condition of things on the earth. Are you still with me this morning? It's not too deep. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. You are like a city on a mountain. We sing, I'm a new creation. We go through the I am's. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Because He became sin for us, right? So I have become the righteousness of God in Christ. This morning I want you to recognize I am the salt of the earth. And I am the light of the world. Now you're going to say, wait. I thought Jesus was the light of the world. Yes, we will see that. Jesus said in John chapter 8. In fact, let's look at that real quick. John chapter 8, just a couple pages. Hang on to this, we're not finished yet. John 8. And in John 8, it's real close here. There we go. John 8, let's drop down to verse 12. Jesus said to the people, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Now, I want you to just hang on to that and go back over here where we're reading. Jesus says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain glowing in the night for all to see. And so Jesus introduced himself, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling. So now the church, you are the light of the world, so that the world won't be stumbling through the darkness. Oh, if these heathens weren't so wicked, if the darkness wasn't so black, if the mockers weren't so loud, if the liars were not so disgusting and aggravating, then I could be the light of the world. No! You are the light of the world because the source of light is in you. You are the salt in the earth wherever you go. You know, the scripture talks about iron sharpening iron. The righteous rubbing against one another, doing what? Sharpening one another. Paul talks about, he uses the word for a stirrup, and he says to spur one another on into righteousness. It's like a horseback rider who is kicking the horse, saying, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. We are to say to one another, get up and giddy up, move on. You are the salt of the world. You're not becoming the salt of the world. Once you're born again, you have the resident light of God Himself in your life. And you are the salt of the world. Well, I don't know how well I do that. Well, then this morning's a morning to say, that's who I am in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. That's who I am. And so when Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and you put your name in there, go ahead in John 8, put your name in there. Put yourself right in that place because that's what the light is. I am the light of the world. You need to say that. I am the light of the world. God's plan to illuminate the darkness includes you and me. And so we need to say, I am the light of the world. And somebody's following you. You ever seen a little child put on daddy's shoes, mama's shoes, maybe some high heels, and try to walk? Jesus is saying, I am the light of the world. And if you will just follow, listen, church, God has a plan to come back for a bride without spot and without wrinkle. We need to quit speaking spots and wrinkles over our life and over one another and celebrating all of the sin that's in the church. We need to start celebrating all the salt that is in the church and all of the light that is in your life. I don't need to go around saying every day I sin in word, thought, and deed, and I'm getting better at it every day. No, church! How is anyone in the dark going to find the way to Jesus if the salt and the light is not on the earth? Okay. If you got it, say, I got it. Good. That was so easy. That was so easy. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. This is why when I have an opportunity to sit with the brothers, and we're talking about the condition of our world. As pastors and as those with the fivefold ministry gifts that are to be equipping the church to do the work of the ministry. You know, the church is to do the work of the ministry. Wait a minute, I thought the pastors, teachers, apostles, evangelists, prophets, I thought they were to be doing the work of the ministry. Their work of the ministry is to equip you to do the work of the ministry. And we as the body are to be functioning as the church that is a wonderful lighthouse, that is salt in a rotting world, that shows people the way so they are not stumbling. This is the Word of God. Amen. It is the Word of God. Well, Matthew 5 back there. So you are the salt of the earth, verse 13. Verse 14, you are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain. I just get hung up with this because you're not a spark. God did not call you to be a sparkler. 4th of July, I'm a little kid. I have my sparkler. And it sparkles for a little bit and then goes out. And let me tell you, my father bought the cheapest sparklers there were. And they were hard to light and they were short. They did not last long. And the enemy desires for you to have had a great sparkly beginning and a dark, quick loss of light. God's plan is that you increase in your brightness as you get closer to Him. So you're the light of the world, like a city. You think we can say that? Father, make me to be like a city lighthouse. Not down in the valley, not in a hole, no. Pastor, you forgot about verse 11 already, didn't you? That you know, I'm mocked and persecuted and lied about. Yes, when that happens, your light shines brighter. Lord, I just want my light to increase. That means that persecutions will increase. Used to sing a song. The darker the night, the brighter the light when I walk with Him. I don't remember the accurate details, but I know in total darkness, the smallest spark can be seen for a very long distance. But God is saying that you are not a spark. You are the light of the world. We are to be reflecting Jesus like the sun. And we're to be like a city. The church. You ever been on a high mountain where there's no city glow and it's so dark and the stars look like they're punching holes through the blackness and they're so bright you can almost see to walk even if the moon isn't that bright because the stars are so numerous and bright? Jesus was literally saying that the church collective all over the earth are like the stars that are pointing and showing like a brilliant beam of light from heaven so that the lost will find their way. That we're there to be hundreds and thousands and millions of lighthouses. And that when we come together, it's to be like a brilliant city in the dark. That's who we are. That's who we are. And the light is seen best in the midst of the attack of the enemy. Let your good deeds shine. Oh, I jumped a verse. I missed a verse, didn't I? Don't do what? Don't hide your light. Don't hide your light. You need to tell Pastor that. Pastor, don't hide your light. Thank you. Because I'm telling you, don't hide your light. Listen, if the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are not, if they're not reflecting life and light, then I need you to say to me, don't hide your light, Pastor. Can we all grow up a little this morning? Can we just say, God, I want to grow up a little, and I will be a little teachable. And so if my witness is a little cloudy, can we just be big up and big enough and grown up enough to say, please tell me. Hello? Please tell me. You know, it's nice to have people around us that are always patting us on the back and saying, oh, you're so wonderful. But when was the last time someone said to you, Jesus is so powerful in your life? I want to tell you that Jesus is so wonderful coming out of your life. I'm just another lighthouse over here next to you. And I want you to know that when we get together, there's something that happens in the kingdom of God. For where two or three are in agreement, the light is intensified. And the revelation of Jesus Christ is mighty and it's powerful. And Jesus sent them out not onesies by onesies, but twosies by twosies. And when one's light was getting rained on, you ever heard that phrase, it's raining on my parade? Just when I thought things couldn't get worse. No, that's not the Christian life. Just when I thought things couldn't get worse, God showed up with a greater measure of His anointing. And then you showed up and you lifted me up and you encouraged me. And together we stood together stronger. Don't hide your light under a basket. Instead, put it on a lampstand. Let it... Ruddy and Jasmine could teach us this. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. But I can't sing it Jamaican style. Because I'm a gator bite. I came out of a swamp in Florida. So please have mercy on me. I'm just a local yokel, you know. But I can still sing it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Then there's one verse that says, let it shine till Jesus comes. Thank you, Harriet. We grew up in the same Sunday school almost. Let it shine till Jesus comes. And then there's a part that says, I won't let Satan... Right? You got it? Say, I got it. Say, y'all are the advanced crew. You got it. You understand it. In the same way, I was wondering if we were going to get to what the light is. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see. So what happens when the church is focused on loving God and serving people? And volunteering to die for Jesus. Isn't this fun? You know, I wore a cross for a lot of years. I received it at Emmaus Walk, and the cross on one side said, Jesus is counting on me. And the other side of the cross, it's just a cheap little thing. And the other side it said, and I'm counting on him. And I wore that, and I was wearing it the day I had the motorcycle accident. I never found it. It didn't come back to me. Some things did, some things didn't. That didn't come back. But I'd wear that, and I'd kind of think, you know, Jesus is counting on me, and I'm counting on him, and that was kind of nice. And a lot of people wear crosses. I see people living all kinds of lives that wear crosses. I see people that are living lives and lifestyles. I wonder if they have any clue what the cross is about. I mean, you'll see all kinds of secular musicians, and you will see people in all kinds of lifestyles wearing crosses. But wearing the cross is not really what we're talking about here. We're talking about living a surrender crucified life. There was a time when the Holy Spirit ministered to me about the cross and wearing the cross. And there's a value to that if we understand that we wear the cross to say, I'm ready to die for Jesus at any moment, and I must remember that. You see, to the Jewish people who do not understand Jesus is their Messiah, and he went to the cross to take the shame and the blame and the sin and all that for them, to them the cross is a curse. Because the word says, cursed is he who dies on a cross, right? So, yes, indeed, Jesus, Yeshua, took the curse upon himself and went to the cross. But for us, the Word of God says, take up your cross daily. If anyone come after me, let him put on his cross jewelry. Not quite what it says. It says, if anyone would come after me, let him exalt himself. Promote himself. Look for more titles. Deny himself. We're talking about being a light, what it's about.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.